The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. They will allow girls to join their scout program. They're also going to be developing a special program for older girls that will allow them to reach the rank of Eagle Scout. The vote by the Board of Directors for Boy Scouts of America was unanimous. Not one person said, guys, you see on the wall behind us? The three-letter word starts with B, ends with a Y. You see the letterhead here. We're not the Scouts of America. We're not Children's Scouts. We're the Boy Scouts of America.
These are new times, Bob. We need to
not one
be open-minded.
Not one suggested that. How is it wrong to say we have an organization that is for certain people and we will exclude some people? We have been led to believe if you exclude some people based on their gender, in this case, that somehow not only is it wrong, but you are a disgusting human being. Like you're out there like, one of Hitler's henchmen, systematically exterminating millions of people or something. They put you on level as a rapist. You are considered in today's society, if you say we can segregate some people, the worst person out there.
Oh, yeah. You might as well just go and...
I'm not saying we're segregating them or supporting... I would not support a business saying we're just not going to serve some people. I'm talking about an organization that is segregating because they want a certain type of education. That's what these groups are. Girl Scouts were started because the Scout part is secondary to what this is. Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, it's a youth organization. So kids can interact, learn some things. You know, they can help their communities. All of these things they teach them, right?
Self-reliance.
But maybe we don't want the distraction of having girls around if you're the Boy Scouts, or boys around if you're the Girl Scouts, or the claims of transgender or anything else. That's the point. If I had 7% less sex drive as a teenager, I would be the CEO of Fortune 500 company worth hundreds of billions of dollars.
Just 7%?
Maybe like 2% less. I mean, for what? I don't know what y'all went through growing up. I'm thinking it was the difference, your sex drive difference between tossing someone a bullet and shooting a bullet. Because the Peanuts cartoon where Snoopy's the vulture in the tree?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was. There she is in the hall. There's Sharon. I pass her and I turn down this hallway to go to math. Oh, there's so-and-so. There she is. She got that
right,
dress
you're
on.
You're sounding very Weinsteinish right now.
I was absolutely.
Careful.
Now,
be careful where you're going.
I didn't act on it, but damn, I thought about it. I'm not getting. I didn't even know it at the time. It was like crazy, like a veil in front of my face. Had I actually, and my parents had known, and given me an all-boy education, all-male school, I would have been much better off. Without the distraction of women around, I'm the perfect candidate for that.
Well, I went to an all-male high school, the distraction, definitely not there.
I mean, assuming Kirk wasn't around, because he's a good-looking man, but...
I think I wasn't even...
No, you weren't. That's what we're saying. I mean, I've gone to an all-boys school as long as you weren't there, because that would have been, just as much of a distraction, but... You see my point, Cal. There is an advantage to having certain types of education. Some people go to Christian schools. Mm-hmm. They belong to Christian organizations. Muslim schools are organizations, Jewish ones as well. And that is okay. There's an advantage to that. I'm not saying the Boy Scouts should say, we're not going to let girls in because we're the Boy Scouts. And by the way, let me tell how horrible women are. No, that's not the point of this. if you belong to an organization based on those things, the values of those things should continue, should be a part of it. I don't understand why this is such a big deal to people.
Because nowadays you can't keep anyone out. You can't. You have to include everyone. We all have to be included.
So what the hell is the difference between the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts?
You're keeping someone down. You're keeping segregating. Doing the horrible thing. It
doesn't work like that anymore.
What is the difference between them?
I would say genitalia, but I can't say it now.
No, you can't. Uniforms. Why? Why do we have these two different organizations? I mean, the Girl Scouts, what are they going to focus on that's different than Boy Scouts? Okay. What is in their two names? Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Boy.
So there is one word that is common in their names. Scouts. Scouting and whatever that covers, mm-hmm. right? And the other is a gender-based identity. Boys, girls. If you remove that part, boys and girls, or say that that's not, you know, part of the deciding factor of whether or not you join our group, that means you're just scouts.
You're just scouts, yes.
Scouts, okay. We're scouts.
But you bring up a good point, because at that age, that specific age group that they become girl or boy scouts, it's puberty.
Yes. Late childhood.
Yeah,
a lot of times continue up through puberty.
So, and during, I don't have to tell you, puberty is a confusing time. It's a distracting time.
Distracting, yes. Confusing, no. I knew exactly what was going on and what I wanted to have happen.
You did? You did, like,
yes.
When your voice is changing and things are happening.
No, I knew. I was the vulture. I was, look at that. I got it. I got that part. Confusing. Distraction, yes.
And you know what? As a parent of two girls, I don't want them in the Boy Scouts.
What are you talking about?
I want them specifically in the Girl Scouts.
You sell some popcorn and popcorn balls and you sleep out in a tent with the other scouts. What could possibly be wrong with that, Cal?
I don't want my daughters.
Hey, Zany, you're going to be bunking in a cabin with Steve and John. And Amina, you're going to be with Paul and Kevin, okay?
My dead body.
What are you talking, Cal? They're scouting. What is wrong with you?
Because,
you don't want
like
them to
I
learn
said,
to be prepared?
At age groups, certain age groups, things are happening. Bodies are changing. The
it's
thoughts
perfectly
are,
natural, Cal. Sorry.
I don't need them to be exposed to Steve and John and pervert Jim.
You're assuming they would do those things.
And you know, I heard about
you
this.
Know, Steve and John identify as girls.
You're the kid that I talk to my wife about and be like, did you see that doc kid? I can tell that kid's some sort of perv. I can see it.
Hello,
going through his
Mr.
eyes.
Elsabai.
He is
just Amina home?
To pounce.
Hello.
You're the
is
kid
Zana
that I,
home?
I want to smack.
Yes, exactly. I was. That's what I'm telling you. I'm so frustrated by this, because here's the thing. If as an organization, the Boy Scouts decide to make this asinine choice, this decision that is stupid, as they did, fine, they can do that. You and I then could say, you know what? Boy Scouts isn't what we thought it was. We would like our son to join a similar type program, but the Boy Scouts are crazy now, so we don't want them. And there isn't a lot of options. Hey, how about we start a similar Boy Scouts thing?
The Doc Scouts?
Whatever we call it, right? And it's virtually similar to the Boy Scouts. We love everything else. We got all these different programs, so on and so forth. But there's not going to be girls there because we recognize the distraction and we see the value of joining them. What happens when we start that organization?
That won't be allowed anymore.
It won't be allowed. We will become social pariah.
Yes.
Now, can it happen? Have people started things? Yes. But it's only a matter of time before this political correctness seeps into those, because the pressure's on constantly. They didn't reach this decision because they suddenly had the, well, this would be a good thing. It was constant pressure for them to allow transgenders.
Well, that's next.
And everybody else.
Right now, we've accepted Boy Scouts are accepting girls. And next is going to be, well, we're not even really sure we want to talk about gender. You know, well, it's neutral scouts.
Cal, that's what happened with Girl Scouts. That's what happened with Girl Scouts. They started letting the transgenders in. And you're right. There's another point. The Girl Scouts were also partially started to celebrate girls, to say, you can go and accomplish. You're not, you know, the little delicate flower that can't do. You can go out and learn, and you can learn to start a fire and do all this stuff as well.
I would like to point out...
Hey, the Blaze Keith popping in now.
Hey, they waited until about a month or so into the scouting season to do this change.
There's a scouting season?
Right. It starts in September, right, when school begins. So for about 6 weeks now, the scouting year has begun. So they waited until the parents were in the flow with the kids and you've got them invested now. I just want to point that as a minor point. Mm-hmm. The reason I jumped in here is our children, Carrie and I, we have two girls and a boy. And
are you sure?
I don't know if you should go check.
Why are you identifying them by their gender? They are more than their gender.
Checked many, many years ago. But there are alternative groups. So we have, I want to point out, there's the American Heritage Girls. That's where my girls belong, where they learn about the Constitution and the founding fathers. And they actually...
This is shocking.
Right? And so that's an option for you, American Heritage Girls. My son is in something called Trail Life. And these were institutions created as a protest to what was happening with boys and Girl Scouts. So I mean, it's possible.
Did Keith just admit on air how he is abusing his children?
I think so.
I'm sorry. We may
you
have to call
your
Child
kids
Protective
to go
Services.
Learn about the Constitution.
Right.
We may have to call the authorities.
You
they can't allow
bastard.
You to continue to do this.
Gosh.
I mean, if you're doing that in response to some of this stuff because, you know, girls are allowed in Boy Scouts and transgender and Girl Scouts and the progressive attitude, I'm sorry, we have to take your children away, Keith.
Seriously. If I didn't know you better and knowing the world the way that it is, I would actually be concerned right now because that's literally where we're headed.
Trust me, there are people out there and a lot of them that would advocate exactly what I just said.
Mm-hmm. Scarily enough.
Teaching them about racist white men who are oppressors.
Keith, you keep your rape culture, Keith. You keep that rape culture. Here you are peddling it out there.
My bad.
You know, my high school was a private Catholic high school. And it was actually two separate schools in one building that's separated by a wall.
Okay.
It was, I'll say it was Paramus, New Jersey. It was Paramus Catholic Boys High School, Paramus Catholic Girls High School.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys and the girls were separate the whole time. Until 1 year, our junior year, I forget which one, the boys school or the girls school wasn't doing as well, like financially. So they're like, let's merge. And it became a co-ed private Catholic high school. That was the year for all the boys.
Oh, no.
We were just like, imagine high school girls in Catholic schoolgirl uniforms.
Oh, yep.
For boys, teenage boys.
Had you seen my grades, I would have been fine and would have tanked.
I had a 4.0 GPA until my junior year of high school.
What did that look like afterwards?
And what happened to the pregnancy rate there at the old high school, huh?
There was, I can't speak to
specifics.
Too much specifics, but yeah, exactly what you're
it
thinking.
It changed a little bit?
Yeah.
The baby registry was getting full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just before that, when it was all segregated, it was boys on one side, girls on one side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boys will be boys, and we were stupid prepubescent boys, but there was a lot more focus and a lot more intent and a lot more...
No, I'm going to say I think that
we
existed
were still
before.
Pervs,
no, I was going to say
that.
And
we knew they were just on the other side of a wall.
No.
They were because it was the same building, but right beyond that
focus
wall.
Focus was the same and getting things done was the same. It's just what your focus was on and what you were getting done. That's what changed.
We went from an all-boys gym class to a co-ed gym class.
Oh,
okay?
Geez, that was, that would have.
And there was uniforms and there was, it was, I'm
memorable.
All for
honestly, I look back at it and I go, and at the time, my parents said, "Oh, we're going to send you to an all boys school now." I would have been pissed. Junior, sophomore, freshman, I would have been angry. Now I'm like, why the hell didn't you send me? And send me to one on an island. Like thousands of miles away from the nearest female. There should be no pictures of them in any magazine. I shouldn't even be able to see a picture of Clara Barton. I'm serious. None of that.
Cut me off.
I would have been so successful. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies, and syrups. Pepper jams that me and my family love. Whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.